Blog Talk Radio.
Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a...
Ready for fun today. Cookies and wine. I like that. National Tooth Fairy Day. I think the numbers have gone up a bit since then. And hello again. Welcome to Ron Siegel Radio. This is the show with no real boundaries. As we discuss current events, financial markets, politics, sports, even poking fun at the rest of the media, this is the show that connects the dots of confusion. Delivered by conflicting media reports, we connect the dots so you know the actions you can take, how your family, your business can benefit from current events. Most of all, thank you for joining me. Within every market, there are solutions, as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. Let me remind you, if you ever have any home or finance-related questions, I am the consumer advocate looking out for you. And you can reach out to me directly at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Just remember, that's the number you call anytime for assistance. When you call that number, it comes directly to me first. There are no operators standing by. I am it.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
While I do have a great team, when it comes to developing a financing planner, plan to save you money, I personally work with you. Even if you don't have any needs today, save this number in your phone for future reference, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. 90. And yes, of course, we are celebrating today National Tooth Fairy Day. So here's the question that I have for you on National Tooth Fairy Day. Obviously, that is today. What's the going rate these days? What is the tooth fairy bringing to your kids, grandkids, those you know, nieces, nephews? What is the tooth fairy paying these days? Just a simple question. You gotta always keep up on these things as I get old. So I just pose that. Hopefully you'll post that right on our Facebook page, Ron Siegel Radio on Facebook, or you can tweet me with the answer. For those of you like me who have beaten anorexia, well, you may want to be looking at, I think today is also National Pecan Tort Day. So either way, Tooth Fairy or a tort, you tell me. Yesterday was Senior Citizens Day, so we're still kind of recovering from that one. And got a lot on tap for tomorrow as well. Watching the markets this morning, Dow Jones Industrial Average down 45 points. Oil, that one also is down $1.42 a barrel. What did you pay recently? I was out in the Coachella Valley over the weekend, and Coachella Valley, I think we paid $2.20 a gallon out there for gasoline. Of course, it was at Costco. I'm not sure. Costco alone, just for gas, maybe a benefit of going of a Costco membership, just for the benefit of gas, because I was looking at some other stations around there. They were very close to the national average in the upper end of the 260s for the state of confusion. I look at the state average, 2.657 in the state of confusion is our average here. National average, again, all these numbers according to AAA, $2.16.4. So it was a bit refreshing paying $2.19, I'll call it $2.20 because they like to throw that extra 9/10 on the end because they don't think anybody's watching. So let's call it $2.20 a gallon. Again, that was a Costco price. Wonder, what are you paying in your neighborhood? Let us know, Ron Siegel Radio on Facebook. Just another one of those questions. We did speak a little bit. We didn't get into it too much because we had the mayor on last week, mayor of Yorba Linda. We didn't talk a lot about the Freddie Mac mortgage market survey, 3.43% with an average of a half a point payment on that. We're going to chat this morning. I get a lot of phone calls from people. My neighbor just got a rate quote of X, or I went on this big bank's website and they're quoting Y. For an interest rate. So we're going to chat this morning. What goes into interest rates and where do they come from? How do you get the rate that's being quoted nationally? And what are some of the extra add-ons that may go into those numbers that are hidden away from you? Because they show it's kind of like radio or the news or we don't have news in our country anymore. But the idea here is what goes into some of these numbers. And how do you get the numbers and what are the costs and why would your number be a little bit different than your neighbor's number? And one of the big items that we'll save it is, and I've got the screen from one of the Chuckwagon banks on my computer screen right in front of me. So we're going to look at that and see what they're doing. How do they come up with their rates? Can you get the rate that they've got on their website? And what does that take? So we'll chat about that in depth this morning and see if we can shed a little bit of light on that for your pleasure there. So we're going to talk about that one. Looking at the markets, there's a lot of folks talking right now that the markets may be dropping a little bit. The stock market may be ready for a reduction. And what does that mean to you? What does that mean for your family? So we're going to look at those numbers and how do you protect yourself? That's the most important part of that is how do you protect yourself in a revolving market environment? So we'll talk about that as well. Back to school item. That's becoming less and less popular. Interesting seeing what's going on. I find it's kind of incestuous, I would say. And don't go getting wrong ideas. We're not getting sexual here. But the items that we're not buying for back to school, tablet sales, shrinking. Seeing more and more of the young people are using their cell phones for almost everything. Tablet sales shrinking. I wonder if there's a logic in there. They see people getting, you get the cell phone getting a little bit bigger. I was just with some friends over the weekend. I noticed quite a few people my age that are going with the little bit larger screen. You know, if you remember back, well, if you go back into the 80s, I carried one of those Motorola phones. It was a big white phone with a long antenna. And we kept looking for things that would get smaller and smaller, and we kept going buying new phones, and every phone had to get a little bit smaller. And now it looks like we're starting to head the other way, where we got so small with the iPhones, and now we're looking to get them a little bit bigger. Maybe it has to do with some of us that are getting a little older and just can't see anymore. Might be, but it's kind of doing a little bit of damage to the tablet market, because there's not a need for something that's between. We get the notebooks that are getting a little bit smaller if you want that. You got the phone getting a little bit bigger. So what do you need that third device for? Consumer Technology Association found that consumers expect to spend $18.5 billion this year on calculators, laptops, and other gadgets, outpacing last year by 6.2%. But there's still the tablet sales shrinking. And ironically enough, it's kind of funny because you watch some of these things, and Microsoft seems to be the company that has lately been getting into these items a little bit late. They came into the tablet market with their various tablets, and now tablet sales are shrinking. I wonder if they're getting into the hardware at maybe the wrong time. Maybe that's why their stock has been outpaced by Apple by so much. Samsung obviously doing a real good watch there as well, or a good job there. Judicial Watch coming out. More emails from Hillary Clinton. It's interesting watching what's going on there. She tried to throw. Have you ever seen what happens when a politician tries to throw a general under the bus? Doesn't come out too good for the politician. Well, Hillary Clinton trying to throw four-star general Colin Powell under the bus, that it was his idea that she had the private server. And he says, well, she was doing it a year before I ever sent a memo telling her that I used a private email for private messages between my family and I, but never talked anything about setting up a private server. And I know there's going to be some people saying Colin Powell Republican. I'm going to say Colin Powell Rhino, Republican in name only. He's certainly been a big and avid supporter of President Obama, endorsing him both times. Interesting conversation going on there as well. And now we're seeing, apparently the FBI has gotten a hold of another 10,000 emails that Hillary Clinton never turned over. So the beat goes on with Hillary Clinton, and I would suggest that none of us are saying
surprise.
No, none of us are really too surprised by anything that comes from Hillary Clinton, Bill Clinton anymore. You are listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate, current events, and the financial markets. When we come back, whether you rent or buy, you are paying a mortgage. Will my credit score go down if I apply for a credit card? Why a lot of smart money is betting against the stock market? We'll give you some options there as well. You can reach us anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990. 800-306-1990 or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio. On Twitter, @ronsiegel. Stay tuned. We will be back in just a few. Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The real-time real estate segment today being brought to you by the area-trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Text PEAR, P-E-A-R, to 79564. One of the professionals will reach out to you and get you the true equity position of your home. Again, you can't get that online. You got to talk to somebody to get something, the equity position of your property. Whether you rent or buy, you are paying somebody's mortgage. So it's a big benefit right there, a big issue right there that you need to understand. In almost every property, there is a mortgage on the property. When you're doing a rental, somebody else has a mortgage, you pay them, they pay their mortgage. So you're in essence paying their mortgage. There are some people that have not purchased a home because they're uncomfortable taking on the obligation of a mortgage. And unless you're living rent-free, you're going to have to take on an obligation anyway. Maybe it's not a 30-year obligation, but if you're getting a lease, it's a 1 or 2 year lease as is. Joint Center Housing Studies at Harvard University explains, quote, households must consume housing whether they own or rent. Not even accounting for more favorable tax treatment of owning, homeowners pay debt service to pay down their own principal, while households that rent pay down the principal of a landlord plus a rate of return. That's the landlord's profit. That's yet another reason owning does, as Americans intuit, end up making more financial sense than renting, unquote. Christina Boyle, a senior vice president, head of single family sales and relationship management at Freddie Mac, explains another benefit of securing a mortgage versus paying rent. Again, I quote, with a 30-year fixed rate mortgage, you'll have the ability and stability of knowing what your mortgage payment will be for the next 30 years, unlike rents, which will continue to rise over the next three decades. As an owner, your mortgage payment is a form of forced savings, which allows you to have equity in your home that you can tap into later in life. As a renter, you guarantee the landlord is the person with that equity. Now, here's a biggie. Interest rates are still at historic lows, making it one of the best times to secure a mortgage and make a move into your dream home. Freddie Mac's latest report shows that rates across the country, again, percent last week. Bottom line, whether you are looking for a primary residence for the first time, or are considering a vacation home, desert, ocean, whatever, now may be the time to buy. I'm going to suggest it's a good time to be looking, a good time to be getting into the market. And I hear a lot, I wanted to share this with you. There are some radio guys, there are some financial planners who consistently promote the idea of a 15-year mortgage. And I'm going to suggest to you, a financial planner that promotes a 15-year mortgage, a radio person promoting a 15-year mortgage, anybody with any financial sense, from a dollars cent standpoint, promoting a 15-year mortgage needs to be questioned a little bit. And I'll tell you why I say they need to be questioned a little bit. The concept is, they understand something called arbitrage. And arbitrage is nothing more than a spread between what you can buy and what you can sell. What you can buy, what you can sell. So you'll hear arbitrage in the financial world discussed when a company is being bought out. And they might say the spread between what the company has agreed or what the offer is for the buyout is X, and then you look at that and you say, okay, well, the spread to the next level or the idea there, the spread between the buy and the current market, that's called arbitrage. It may be positive, it may be negative, but that's the arbitrage, the spread. Let's think about that concept as well. So if you are buying a house or if you're refinancing a house, and you're looking at the arbitrage there, the spread between the number that you can buy at, buy money. And it's nothing more than you buying money. That's what we do when we get a loan. We're buying money. So think about that concept. On a $400,000 loan, when we're looking at buying money, we're looking at either a 30-year or a 15-year commitment that we're buying that money for. We're looking to get that money for 30 years or 15 years. So let's look and see what the numbers, the differences here would come out to. A 30-year loan, and again, I'm just going to throw numbers at you. I don't want you to get too excited about any one of these numbers. But a 30-year loan, 3.25% interest versus a 15-year, 2.75% interest. So you've got the spread between those two interest rates. The arbitrage on those two interest rates is a half a point. So what I want you to think about there then is, what is it that we're going to, what are we looking at here? Now, that's the purchase price. Now, you're going to purchase it at even less than that because you're going to get some tax benefits from that as well. When we look at the tax benefits of that purchase, now we start saying, okay, if you're in the 30% tax bracket, you can cut that down by 30%. Let's just use a round number, and I don't remember which one of it was. But let's just say hypothetically that we're looking at a 2.33 is right in the middle, okay? So 30% means you're going to save 90 basis points. Your legitimate cost is 2.1. So now what we want to do is say, okay, if a financial person is telling you, take out a 15-year mortgage instead of a 30-year mortgage, what they're in essence saying to you, because they know that your payment is going to be larger, is they cannot get you better than that 2.1% real interest rate on a long-term basis. Now, you tell me if a financial planner can't get you better than 2.1% long-term, maybe you need to give me a call at 800-306-1990, and maybe I need to put you in touch with a different financial planner. You see, because that just does not make sense that you can't get a better rate than that they can't get you more than 2.2% on long-term. Heck, I'm going to be having lunch with a gentleman on Thursday. He's getting one of our regular guests on radio. He's getting him a 7.5% secure long-term rate of return. 7.5% secure long-term rate of return. Can he guarantee it? No, I wouldn't think so. I don't know. I don't do it. But I wouldn't think that he will guarantee it. Does that make any sense to you as to not being able to get you better than 2%? If they're saying pay it off. Now, I will share with you the one area that I cannot deal with, I cannot compete with, is emotion. I don't do emotion very well. So what I'm going to tell you right there is, from an emotional standpoint, no, I can't compete. I can give you the benefits, the cost and the benefit analysis of where you should be, what you might want to be considering doing from a financial standpoint. Getting 7%, selling at 7 on a long-term basis, buying at 2.1 on a long-term basis, that I can give you good ideas on what to do, where to go, how to do that kind of thing. What my concern for your benefit is what do you need to be doing there? Where do you need to be going? Who's helping you with the guidance? You see, because if you've got $100,000 in a security account, or you've got $100,000 in equity, or $100,000 in, okay, and I know that there's not a lot of people that have $100,000 in their securities account, but between 401k and your home, now we're starting to get into a different amount or group of people. There's a larger subset there of people. And when you're talking about that, now $100,000, 5%, that's $5,000 a year, $150,000 over the life of your loan. That's a lot of money. And if you're just throwing that money into the 401k, if you're throwing that money into paying off your house sooner, I'm going to suggest that maybe you can have a better retirement. Maybe you can have an earlier retirement. Maybe you can change some goals around. Maybe you can buy another piece of property. A lot of money right there. And again, I don't make any money by saying, hey, give more money to your financial planner to invest for you safe and secure. I don't make any money by doing that. I am going to say to you that if your financial planner is giving you some other guidance, you need to have a chat with him and see why. Maybe he thinks that your risk tolerance is a little different than what it is. Just a chat, and I bring that to you just as your friend right here on Ron Siegel Radio. You are listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate, current events, and the financial markets. When we come back, will my credit score go down if I apply for a credit card? Why a lot of smart money is betting against the stock market? You can reach us anytime. Off-air number 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter, @ Ron Siegel. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few. Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The word on web segment today being brought to you by CreditSanitizer.com. You have a credit report. It is wrong. What are you doing about it? Credit Sanitizer has the solution for you. You just need to go to their website, check them out, and you're on your way. You're going to get some benefits of getting your credit scores increased or enhanced. Just a thought for you. CreditSanitizer.com. Why a lot of smart money is betting against the stock market. Well, here's the issue. I've been sharing this with you, and it goes a long way. You got to be real careful. The stock market, many people are not traders in the stock market, and that's a good thing. You don't want to be a trader. You want to be looking at things long term because there's benefits there. So here's the issue is if you're not studying the stock market all the time, how do you know what the benefits are? It is good time to buy, when it's a time to sell. And that's what a lot of the smart money does, is they're studying. When I say smart money, what that means is the people that do this for a living, the people that are the hedge fund managers that are putting their money out there on the line, and qualified accounts, bigger accounts. And we sit there and we look at some of these things, and the people I'm talking about, these are like the George Soros, Carl Icahn, David Tepper, Jeffrey Kunlock. These are some of the billionaire investors. And they look at this, and they will bet on the market, and they'll bet against the market. So let's explain that first. Betting on the market means you're long. You're saying that the stock market will go up. The stocks that you're holding, you think will go up. Betting against the market is when they say, you know something, a lot of the small guys, a lot of the consumers are already in the market, and I think the market's going to go down. They have their methods, it's called shorting the market, of making money as the market goes down. Most of us, and especially in your retirement accounts, we don't do that. So they're going to make money as the market goes down. They make money as the market goes up. They don't care which way the market's going. They're still making money. You and I, we're not quite the same. We're going to lose money when the market goes down. So the commentary here is, what do you do? There are professional money managers out there that will handle your accounts and help you in both directions, market up, market down. There are also professionals out there who will help you get into investments that are either insured or guaranteed or both. Let's think about those things when you're looking at where you want to put your money. And again, if you don't know those people, I'd be happy to introduce you to them. I do know them. One of the beauties of doing radio every morning is you get to chat with a lot of people over time and figure out who's doing what and how, and try and make some money both ways for you and help you out, getting you information that maybe you don't have access to on a regular basis. That is the Word on Wealth segment, again, being brought to you by CreditSanitizer.com. Well, I guess it's only a matter of time and some breaking news that we start hearing that Ryan Lochte losing some sponsorships. We kind of guessed that this would happen, but the swimwear apparel company Speedo upped its endorsement deal with Ryan Lochte in the wake of his Olympic fiasco. They said they'll donate $50,000 portion of Lochte's fee to charity for Brazilian children. Last week, Lochte's unraveling tale, amazing. We spoke about this last week on Thursday, but things obviously changed a lot over the weekend. We could have guessed that he was going to start losing sponsorships. You have to wonder. Now, he can't come out. I like the way he said that one of his comments was an immature act. Well, I think, am I mistaken? I think that Lochte's in his 30s, isn't he? He should know better than going and doing some of the dumb things. I mean, when we're in college, yeah, we might have done some really foolish things. But, you know, in his 30s, my guess is that Lochte should know a little better than going out there. I tell this to my kids. My kids are in their 20s, but I've been telling this to them for a long time, is nothing happens good after midnight on the roads. When you're out after midnight, you know, you got to wonder, a majority, talk to police officers, and we're going to be having a lot of police officers in here in the next couple of weeks as we talk about remembrance and the 9/11 remembrance time. Talk to them, and they tell you that that's when the drunks are out on the roads. Everybody, 90% of the people on the road after midnight have had some form of alcohol. 32 years of age, I say that Mr. Lochte should have known better than to be out there partying like that. That's the word on Wealth segment again. So let's think about this. I sent a note out early this morning. We were going to be chatting today about interest rates, home loan interest rates. And no, I don't want to do an infomercial for our partners at Gold Star Mortgage. We're not going to talk about them and their programs and the great service that they provide. What I do want to talk about, though, is I want to share with you, because I do get this call a lot, is that a friend got a rate, and why don't I see the same rate for myself? And the question becomes, how do you know if you're comparing apples and oranges? So the things we want to look at when we're talking about interest rates is, and this is what's going to go, you've got a base rate. Everybody has a base rate, and that's kind of where the whole game starts, is a base rate. Then you've got what they call LLPA, loan level price adjustments. And what goes into loan level price adjustments? You're going to have your debt-to-income ratio will affect that. We'll explain that in a minute. We're going to have your loan-to-value affects that. We'll talk about that in a minute. We're going to talk about credit score will have an effect. And we're going to talk about the lock time. That has an effect as well. All of those issues go, and also points and fees, not the same thing. Those are two completely different numbers. Points and fees are completely different numbers. So let's talk about, and also purpose. All of those are differences, and they're going to affect. Now, if you go online, and I've got the Stagecoach on front of me, and I've got the Blue Boys in front of me right now online looking at their rates. And as a leader of a lending team, you always know what everybody's doing. There's no secrets in this world. The big guys, they're big. They're just a big target. So when I tell you on a regular basis, do not go to the big bank on the corner, because all you're going to have to do is go to every one of the banks on the corner and then go back again, because the rates change as quickly as the stock market changes. So while we're chatting here this morning, I'm watching the stock market as well. And the market is changing. It's the Dow right now up 5.99. And if I look at this in about 30 seconds again, we're going to see that the Dow is up a different point. It's up 5.86 right now. So every time I hit refresh on my screen, I get a different rate for the Dow. Okay, so think about that. Every time I hit refresh on my screen, We're going to get a different rate on the Dow. It's up 5.38 right now. 5 points. See, I could sit here all day and do that. It would be really boring. The 10-year Treasury changes not quite as often, but it's changing all day as well, which then changes the mortgage-backed securities. Again, changes not as much, but it's changing on a regular basis. So all those things, if you want to go and shop all these places, you could do that. Now, I suggest you go to a mortgage banker because that's what they do for you. They're your personal shopper. They're watching all of them. So I know exactly what the Stagecoach is doing. I know what the Blue Boys are doing. You know what all of these different companies are doing. And you look at their rates and you understand, okay, first off, let's look at debt-to-income ratio. Are you over 43, under 43? That would be all of your debts combined compared to your income, allowable income, documentable income. You can't necessarily use all of your income. It's all of your documentable income. That's what we're dealing with right there. So debt-to-income ratio. Now, if you want to know if your rate is going to be the same as your neighbor's or your best friend, do you have the same debts, the same debt ratio, and the documentable income? Loan to value. There are price breaks for every loan, not every, but many different percentages of equity you have. So if you're buying a house, 10% is going to be a different price interest, a loan level price adjustment. You're going to have a different adjustment. We'll use that term for you, a different adjustment to that base interest rate, depending upon what your loan to value is. So at 90% loan to value, it's one. At 80%, you're going to have a different loan level price adjustment. At 75%, so I notice that when you look at the Stagecoach, they talk about a 25% equity or 75% loan to value. That's their deal. Everyone does a little bit different. You can also be looking, and this again, you're looking at the loan to value with respect to the specific term, 30-year, 15-year, 20-year, 10-year, all of these different terms. We talked about term in the last segment. So loan to value is going to get you a different set of pricing than what your best friend or neighbor might have. FICO scores. And again, when you go and look on the websites, you walk into the offices, they're going to be looking at the middle FICO score, lowest middle FICO score. So if you have two borrowers on a loan, they're going to be looking at the lowest middle FICO score. So that's just another one of those loan level price adjustments. We're going to continue talking about this when we come back. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio discussing your real estate, current events, and the financial markets. More on why your neighbor gets one price, you get a different price when we come back. You can reach us anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ Ron Siegel Radio. We'll check it out when we get back. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few. Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. Your Credit Matters segment today being brought to you by our friends at Gold Star Mortgage. Whenever you're ready for that next mortgage, they've got the products for you. Gold Star, give me a call. I'll put you in touch with the team over there, 800-306-1990. Will my credit score go down if I apply for a credit card? The answer is a definite maybe. Well, kind of depends. Here's the issue. Your credit score, your FICO, your legitimate FICO score ranges from 300 to 850, basically, 550 points. Inquiries, hard inquiries, count for, and that'll be what a credit card inquiry is, about percent of your score, roughly 55 points. If you apply for one credit card, you may not see a whole lot of difference in it. But if you go to Lowe's, Home Depot, Best Buy, Kohl's, Macy's, Nordstrom, and apply for credit cards at all of these places, yes, your credit score will go down because if the bureaus start looking and saying, what's going on? Why are they applying for so much credit or so many different places right now? And do these other institutions all know that they're applying for credit? If you apply for one of them, you've got a really good score, probably not going to be noticeable, maybe a point or two. It's not going to have any effect. When you think about it, if you had an 850 and they take a point off at 849, it's not going to have a whole lot of effect, or 5 points off 845. So the hard inquiry is not going to have a huge effect, again, if you do it a lot of places, if it also goes along with other issues, late payments, negative tendencies, higher utilization rates, may have a little bit more of an effect on your score, but it's going to affect other areas as well. That is Your Credit Matters, again, brought to you by our friends at Gold Star Mortgage. So we are continuing our conversation this morning, and we've been talking about loan level price adjustments, and that's a technical term within lending, but it really deals with why does my best friend, why does my neighbor get a different interest rate than I do, and how do we correct it if it's a correctable issue? And I was sharing before the break that there's a lot of issues that go into your loan level pricing or your interest rate, your unique interest rate. So we spoke a little bit about debt to income ratio having an effect on your score. That actually has an effect on whether you're going to even get the loan at all. If your debt to income ratio is too high, you may not even qualify for a loan. Maybe your neighbor will. You're in the same properties. Maybe you have the same amount of equity. Maybe you bought them at the same time. But if your debt to income ratio is higher, that might be an issue. Talked about the loan to value. Again, there's price breaks. At 60% loan to value gets you a price break. 60% or less, 75 or less, 70 or less, 80 or less. All of these different loan-to-value numbers get different pricing in there. Some of the online services, some of the billboards at the big banks when you walk in, you don't necessarily know what they're building their price quote around. I listen on a weekend. There's a mortgage banker out there that talks about their pricing and that they're going to give you a 1% discount for the first year. That's a basic program as well. It's not anything all that special to them. Anybody can do it, especially when you listen to the fine print. They're talking about a $417,000 loan with a 60% loan to value. That means you're looking at a $580,000 house roughly that you've got a $417,000 loan on, that now they'll give you that discount of 1% for the first year. They don't want to get into the specifics of it because, number one, they say it's too confusing that you won't understand. I believe that my audience is smart enough to be able to understand these things. Maybe they don't think their audience is. But I'm going to share the true details with you, the loan to value, the term. 15-year loan or 20-year loan or 30-year loan, going to get different pricing, different loan level price adjustments. Then you start looking at the FICO scores. Those are going to have an effect on your credit as well, on the loan level price adjustments and the credit score. So the FICO score. Excuse me, I got a dry throat this morning. It must be too much of that weekend fun. So the FICO scores, you're going to get a break. Again, the Blue Boys, they talk about they've got a great program with a break above 740. Again, bankers know these things, so that's why they push them out there. Because they'll get a wholesale price from the Blue Boys or the Stagecoach, and they'll get a wholesale price and give you the same retail price that you can get at the facilities when you walk in the door as well. Although, maybe a little bit quicker turn times when you go to the mortgage banker as opposed to going directly to the bank. Seems counterintuitive. You think if you went directly to the bank, it would be faster. Not so. They're doing a lot of things when they go into the bank. Great people. A lot of responsibility. They've got to take loans and they've got to take deposits and payroll. and businesses and lines of credit. Mortgage banker, they do one thing and one thing only. They're dealing with mortgages. If they don't do them, they don't eat. The big banks, credit cards, all that stuff. So FICO score, 740 or above, 750 or above, they're going to get some price breaks. 780 or above, get you some price breaks. 720 or above. Then you start getting into some of the different adjustments. When you go below those numbers, 680, 640, 620, those are some of the areas where you're seeing differences. And you just need to understand what all these differences are. Lock time. Now, you'll see some companies say it's a free rate lock. Free. What is a rate lock, first of all? Rate lock is nothing more than a reservation of money. The mortgage banker, the bank, whomever, they go in and they reserve money. They say, well, we've got 75 people today that we need money for. We need to get a $10 million setup and reserved for all of these people. And it's nothing. It's very simple. It's not a big deal. But when they do these reservations, they're setting aside the money for you. Now, do you have to know exactly what you're doing at that time? No. They're setting aside money for you. And when they set aside that money, it could be a 30-year loan. It could be a 20, a 15, a 10, whatever. They don't necessarily know or care. They don't know all the price adjustments at the time. They're setting aside money. When the thing that's most important to them, how long do they have to set that money aside? Sometimes you're talking 30 days. Sometimes you're talking 45 days. Sometimes you're talking 60 days. When you look at the big banks on the corner, you can tell legitimately, they'll tell you anything you want to hear to get you to do some business with them. When you ask them how long their loan lock is, that's when you're going to really know what they're dealing, what their real truth of the matter is. So if they tell you, I'm looking at one of the companies, one of the big banks on the corner, they're pricing in a 90-day loan lock for their loans. 90 days. Do you want to be going through that process for 90 days? Another one, they've got a 60-day rate lock is what they're putting on their website. That's telling you that they're going to need 60 days to get this done. How much extra is it costing you by having it take them 60 or 90 days to get your loan done? The issue that you need to worry about. I'm going to suggest a lot of mortgage bankers, they're saying 30 days because they want to get it done quick. And if you're talking about bringing your loan from a 4.5% interest rate to a 3.5%, 3.75%, 4% interest rate, if you have to make a couple of extra mortgage payments because of that, it's costing you money. How much are the points? Each one of these institutions are showing right now that it's costing points. Blue Boys are showing almost a full point, 0.875, 7/8 of a point to get the rate that they're advertising on their signs. The Stagecoach, they're talking about, what are they talking about? They're almost a full point. Yeah, they're a little over a point. Closing cost, what's involved in the closing cost? Are you paying them? Are they paying them? Who's doing it? What's the purpose? Are you paying purchase money loan and a rate and term refi? That means you're just getting new rate, new terms on a refi. Those are going to be your cheapest loans. If you want cash out, there's a little bit of an extra charge for that. Not a lot, but there is an extra fee on the interest rate for that. Can you buy it down with points? Yes. If you've got a lot of equity in your property and you're planning on staying there a long time, you may want to pay some points to get the lowest possible rate. Just a few ideas there for you. That's why your neighbor may get a different interest rate than you. And that's why we ask you to set your first radio preset button to come back here every day to join Ron Siegel Radio, where we only speak about items affecting your house and your bank account. Thanks to all of our sponsors. A big thanks to Steve, who's engineering us today. And, of course, a special thanks to you for spending a little bit of your day with us. That's all for Ron Siegel Radio. Again, if you have any questions or to meet any of our guests, call me anytime, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. And remember, make a lot of money, help a lot of people, have a lot of fun. Have a great day. We'll talk to you next time on Ron Siegel Radio.